Welcome back to the Equine Forum here on HRRN. Mike Penna, Jude Feld, broadcasting live from our Jimmy John's of Lexington studios. And boy, what a powerful win by McCracken last weekend in the Sam F. Davis Stakes at Tampa Bay Downs. That was his three-year-old debut, and trainer Ian Wilkes joined us on the program last weekend and said, you know what, he is not fully cranked for this comeback. And Ian even admitted it would be foolish to have him fully cranked and 110% ready to go for the Sam F. Davis when the ultimate goal is the Kentucky Derby on Saturday, May 6th. Well, the man who was aboard for that ride and has been aboard McCracken in each of his starts is jockey Brian Hernandez Jr., one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet and a class act, and he joins us now here on the Equine Forum. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Mike and Jude. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome, first of all. it's a pleasure to have you. You're a guy that doesn't really do a lot of self-promoting. You let your work be your best advertisement, and you do such a fine job. It's kind of amazing to me. There's not too many riders like you that rise to these big occasions when you have the opportunity. And what do you take a different approach when you're riding a big race, or do you just ride it like any other race?
No, first of all, it all goes back to the horse. If it wasn't for the right kind of horses underneath me, it'd make my job a whole lot tougher. And with the going into big races like that, it makes it a whole lot of fun to ride, because those are the races you want to ride every weekend. You just got to go out there and read your race and trust your horse and know your horse and know where you need to be in a race like that. And let the horse do the talking for you is the biggest thing.
Well, McCracken did a lot of talking last weekend, Brian. Take us through the race, start to finish. What was going on in the running of that race?
You know, it was the way the racetrack was playing on Saturday, it was pretty speedy. So after the Sun Coast, the filly race earlier that day, when they went fast early and the filly on the lead kept running, I was a little nervous that we'd have to overcome the racetrack, but I just went out there and had confidence in McCracken. And when he left there good, and the biggest thing me and Ian discussed too is we wanted to try to save as much ground as possible with the way the racetrack was, just to try to save as much ground as possible. But don't compromise our horse at the same time. Don't try to put him in a position that he's not going to be comfortable in. We just had to go out there and let him find himself and take us there. And he broke smoothly like he always does, and we went around the first turn and got the ground saved that we needed to. And going on the backside, I kind of wanted to get in position and get moving at about the half mile point. And when I first nudged on him, he didn't really pick it up right away. So I started kind of second guessing myself, saying, "Oh man, there's no way I should be out of horse at this point." So I let him kind of gather his feet again. And then by the middle of the turn, he started picking up those horses. And when he finally started to pick off horses, once he did, I kind of sat back again and said, "Okay, I'm good from this position on." And he went by those horses so quickly that he just kind of swoops on by him. The thing about him is when he does makes his run, he does it so effortlessly. You don't even really feel him accelerate. Then you look up and all of a sudden you're by three or four of them in two jumps.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it looked. I mean, all of a sudden he just kind of took off. And I thought that you weren't asking him. He was kind of doing it on his own. And that was the most impressive part to me. I mean, you never really had to ask him. It looked like from the 3/8 pole. I mean, he just kind of just started running, and it was at that point I thought, well, this horse is going to be impossible to beat today.
Yeah, and that's his thing, is he's just such a smart horse. You just got to go out there and trust him to do his job, and that he makes my job as well a lot easier, because when he's back there, he's sitting there reading a race just like I am. He's sizing up his competition and seeing where he needs to be in the race.
What's the difference between him and Fort Larned?
I mean, they were two totally different horses. Fort Larned, it took up until he finally got really good as a four-year-old. He showed glimpses of being a really good horse early on, but it took him up until his four-year-old year to really get over the top and get there like we wanted him to. And then with McCracken early on, from day one when he first came in, Ian was always really high on him. And when he worked his first time out the gates, I think it was 5/8 out the gates one morning, and Ian said, "This is going to be a really good horse. We're going to have a lot of fun on him." It's two totally different horses. I mean, with Fort Larned, he'd run them off their feet. If something was behind him chasing him when they got to the 5/8 pole, they'd be looking for a breather, and then he'd get faster. Whereas with McCracken, he'll kind of – he sits back there and he watches the race and he reads his race, and when he decides to make his run, he just overpowers a lot of horses.
Yeah, talk about that maturity that we've seen from McCracken, Brian. So often in young horses, they want to just run off and get to the lead, and they're a bit speed crazy. But from the start, he's been a horse that's just relaxed beautifully for you.
Yeah, he's a really smart horse. He, even in the post parade and in the paddock and stuff like that, he doesn't exert any extra energy he needs to. You know, he just goes out there and he wants to do his job, and he wants to be a professional at his job. The only little hiccup we've ever had with him so far is we were in the street fence and he got to feeling pretty good walking out the paddock and going to the tunnel at Churchill, and he reared up on his back legs and he wouldn't come down. He was walking on his back legs for a little while. And then once he came down, he went on about his job.
Just showing off, huh?
Yeah, exactly. He wanted to show he was the man that day.
Brian, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier when you talked about, you know, asking him to kind of run for the first time, and you said, well, I can't be out of horse this early, and then he eventually picked it up, and the rest is history. He sets a new track record. Is that the first time that you've ever felt that aboard McCracken, or did he kind of do that a little bit as a two-year-old as well?
No, it was kind of the first time he did that, but I think that was more of just the way the racetrack and those horses in front of him kind of sped up at that point too. It was a weird circumstance, but all his races as a two-year-old, even when he's sitting back there, you always had that confidence in him that he was going to get there and you didn't have to worry about it. And it was the same thing on Saturday. It was for about two jumps that I said, oh man, what's going on here? And then boom, he was back into the race. And that might've just been knocking the rust off of himself. You know, he hadn't run since the end of November. It'd been a couple months, and it may have just been getting back into race sharpness.
Did you notice any difference in how he felt? I know you get on him in the morning too, so maybe it wasn't as discernible, but like the difference between two and three, has he grown? Has he gotten stronger? Did he feel more powerful?
He feels more powerful. You know, he's not a very big horse. You know, he's not a horse that you're going to walk down the shed row and say, oh, there's McCracken, because he's just kind of a plain bay, a little on the smaller side for a three-year-old colt, but he seems like he's got more powerful, and it's just his athletic ability is what is so great about him, you know, and his mindset. He wants to be a good horse. He wants to go out there and do his job correctly and be the best at it.
Jockey Brian Hernandez Jr. joining us here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Brian, tell me a little bit about the gallop out, because it seemed like he was a bit of a handful to pull up for you afterwards.
Yeah, you know, he got to kind of playing around, and when the outrider went to grab him, he wanted to kind of get away from him, and I think he knew he won again, and he was just kind of showing off. You know, everybody, all the experts and the handicappers all were talking about how that other horse galloped out in front of him, but I think McCracken knew he did his job, and he just kind of was messing around galloping out.
You know, every time you've joined us on this program over the past few years, we've talked about trying to get to the Kentucky Derby and riding the Kentucky Derby for the first time. We can't do that anymore. You made your Derby debut last year aboard Tom's Ready. Tell me about that experience. Look back on that day. What was it like for you to finally walk out of the tunnel and onto the track beneath the Twin Spires?
You know, it was a great experience, especially to go out there on a horse like Tom's Ready, because we thought he had a really big chance. I mean, the only question was going to be the mile and a quarter. And he went out there and he ran it. He ran his race. He ran, I think he ended up 12th. But he got to the quarter pole right behind Nyquist, and I thought I had a big chance. And the distance kind of got to him. But just riding the Derby for the first time, you know, that's kind of just about every jockey's ultimate goal, is you want to go out there and ride on that first Saturday in May. And walking out the tunnel with all those people and just being a part of the show is the ultimate goal. And to be able to do it for the Bensons, you know, it was their first year back into the sport, and first to come out and have two horses in the Kentucky Derby, the first year they bought two-year-olds, it was huge. It was a lot of fun to have Mr. Benson come over, and they made a big party out of it, and it was a great experience. And this year, hopefully going in with McCracken, it will make it a better experience, and hopefully we can do well.
Yeah, do you think that having that Derby under your belt's going to make you more relaxed and enjoy it a little bit more?
Yeah, and that's the great thing about with Ian and the Whittams. You know, the biggest thing with them is they always say you go out there and enjoy yourself. Go out there and enjoy the experience. So that's what's making this whole thing with McCracken even more special, is because you don't have a whole lot of pressure on you. You're just going out there and enjoying the whole situation and letting the horse do his job and do the talking for us. And it's been a lot of fun.
Well, Brian, he's done the talking. He's done it well so far, and we want to wish you all the best moving forward with McCracken, and safe trip every time you get a leg up each and every day, my friend. Thanks for being here.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.